And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. Pulling pins on truth grenades, that's what we're doing. Bulletproof influence, yes, sir. All right, so real quickly before I go into the content I've got for Dipper One, JP just found the mugshot. This is the mugshot of the shooter at Fort Stewart. So the mugshot is of Army Sergeant Quor, that's Q-U-O-R, Cornelius Radford. He did not use a military weapon, says the post that I'm looking at. All five soldiers that were shot are in stable condition, although three of them had to undergo surgery of some kind. And I did see one report up on the screens a moment ago. I think CNN reported it, that other soldiers intervened and tackled him and held him down while authorities, you know, came in. Wow. All right. So anyway, there's the guy. He made E5. So, you know, I'd like to think he wasn't too much of a screw up along the way. But nonetheless, you got a guy. He's got a beard, though. And I know that some black people do have a shaving profile issue. But I'm looking at a guy right now with a full beard. And I thought we got rid of the beard shaving profile issue that Hex says they were back to more disciplined shaving. Anyway, all that to say, they've got the guy and five people shot. Other soldiers intervened. It was not a military weapon. That's all we know right now. Let me jump on this content. So I gave my monologue, if you heard it earlier, about life at the speed of Trump. That's what I called it. By the way, the Right Side Way monologue is always available on the website. So if you go to rightsidemedia.org and go to the live tab where we live stream the show, all the resources, like when you hear me rattling paper, all the resource links and a copy of the monologue is there for you if you want to see it. So that monologue, I talked about life at the speed of Trump, the things he is doing in the last 6 months, the effort he is making to very quickly undo the leftist, wokest, progressive policies that the Biden era saw ushered in. Well, what kicked this off for me was a video that the Trump administration itself put out. And by the way, it's not like propaganda. It's not like it's literally the messaging. All they're doing is saying, he said this, he did this. He said this, he did this. It's about what? About a minute and a half long-ish, thereabouts. So here's what we're about to do. We're about to play it. Those of y'all on radio will hear it. Those who are live streaming the show will see it. Take a listen to this in terms of fighting idiocracy. Go, man.
Signed a new executive order to cut federal funding for any school pushing critical race theory, transgender insanity, and other inappropriate racial, sexual, or political content onto the shoulders of our children.
He signed an executive order this week prohibiting federal funding of the indoctrination of our children, including radical gender ideology and critical race theory in the classroom.
We're going to stop the destructive and divisive diversity, equity, and inclusion mandates.
This is about reforming the system of hiring in federal government to ensure that merit is the lodestar of hiring decisions.
Our country is going to be based on merit again. We're going to bust up the censorship regime and bring back free speech again.
This next item is a directive to the federal government ordering the restoration of freedom of speech and preventing government censorship of free speech going forward.
And I will sign executive orders to end child sexual mutilation.
President Trump issued an executive order that prohibits the use of federal funds to fund the mutilation of children.
Men playing in women's sports is insane. I will get rid of it fast.
UPenn agrees to follow President Trump's mandate and ban transgender women from female sports teams.
I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg. And those are just woke policies, by the way. That's just things like DEI, transgenderism, Title IX in schools, all that. That's just the woke policies. That doesn't even take into account, like, you know, where we are now with foreign policy, where we are now with the U.S. military, where we are now with things like our energy sector, where we are with the economy. It's just, it's been a blinding level of speed. The left is just sitting around going, abada, 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 abada. They don't know what to do. In fact, I will say this, the only thing the left has got right now as a plan is to simply go, not Trump. That's their plan. Not Trump. Tell me who the leader of the left is. Who's the leader of the Democrat Party? Anybody know? Thank you. Tell me what the standing policies are to take the country in another direction of the left. Do you hear him? I don't either. Tell me what the legislative agenda items are for the leftist members of Congress or the Senate. You mean they don't have one? Okay. Wow. Who are they going to put up to run for president in 2028? That's where they are right now. Now, there are some Democrats out there that I think are a little bit scary in the way that, like, Republicans should be concerned about. I think of Josh Shapiro. I think of Andy Beshear. I even think of Rahm Emanuel.
Gavin Newsom and AOC are my top two.
Yeah, I know they are.
100%.
But I'm not worried about them is what I'm saying. I think Gavin Newsom is like a meme factory, and AOC, I hope she does take a leadership role, because that's just like one favorite soundbite after another.
I think right now it'll be a Newsom-Vance presidential campaign or race next year.
Oh, I thought you were saying Vance.
No. I think Newsom will win the Democrat primary, and I think Vance right now is the Republican.
I think it's very likely. But even still, I think Newsom's got a lot of trouble even in his own state.
No, but like, obviously to us, we see Newsom and yeah, we're like, come on. But he's a fantastic liar, and I think he's going to be able to captivate a lot of the left with his lies.
But right now, if you look around, there is nobody truly serving as a leader for the left. There are people trying to assert themselves, but you just don't have a rallying cry by anybody. We're gonna wind up taking a break in a minute. And I'll come back and kind of wrap this up, but I've got a few other examples, and these are ones that you may look at and go, oh, I didn't even see that was happening. Because one of the things that's most interesting about things moving at the speed of Trump is it's not just the big ticket items. He's in the weeds. In fact, what's amazing is I look at this and think, okay, for the 4 years that he was not in office, in which he was having to defend himself in courts all over the land, attacks on his businesses, attacks on his character, but during a time when he was literally, you know, one of the most persecuted people in the world, getting shot at and then almost shot at again, during all of this, apparently he was putting together a plan. Because there ain't no way you walk in the door and make it up as you go along. There was an effort when they got in to go boom, 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 and start hitting things in rapid fire. And that speed of Trump is part of the plan. But I think they had an agenda list. But that agenda list, y'all, it even goes down in the weeds on things that most people aren't even paying attention to. Things like, I don't know, this story I've got here from Daily Caller, Dateline yesterday, about the way banks treat conservatives. All this and more coming up after the break. But y'all, listen. Speed of Trump, it's real. Grab that phrase and use it. It means something. Because that's where we are right now. The world is having to react to it. Not just the nation. The world is having to react to the speed of Trump. Other foreign leaders are having to play catch-up because suddenly they've got somebody in a leadership position who's not going to wait around for them to figure out what they want to do or not do. We're moving right now, y'all. The speed of Trump. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Welcome to hour number two. Hour number two already. Where did hour number one even go? A couple of quick texts. You can, by the way, text lines are open. That's 833-687-4448. Got a brand new texter, Lionel from Athens. Lionel from Athens is an Army veteran himself. He says, U.S. Army posts have the tightest gun control policies. Yeah, they do, actually. It's crazy. He said, more stringent than any state in the Union. Imagine if soldiers were allowed to conceal carry. Yeah, if they were allowed to conceal carry, that guy, the shooter, might be dead by now. Anyway.
But then it's like, you said the shooter didn't use any military.
No, he used a personal weapon, assuming yeah, he used a personal weapon. But yeah.
So I wonder how he got that in there.
Well, I mean, you can get it in the gate unless they do a search of your vehicle.
Yeah.
And you can also register certain weapons depending upon, like, you know, if you live on post. What do you do? So you have to just register them, which is still frustrating. I mean, these guys are trained to use weapons of in warfare, but they're not allowed to just like carry it with them on post and have it in their house.
Yeah, I mean, and this is just another unfortunate example that, you know, gun laws just keep the guns out of the good guys, stop the bad guys. It doesn't stop the bad guys doing what they do. Yeah, so, like absolutely. I said, it's another unfortunate example.
Absolutely. Mark from Red Bay says, the speed of Trump reminds me of the Charlie Daniels song, Uneasy Rider. He said, he's got them all out there stepping and fetching like their heads are on fire and their rear ends is catching. That's a great song, by the way. I hadn't heard that in a long time, but yes, thank you. That's a, you know what? That we almost ought to, if we wouldn't get blocked by YouTube, we ought to play it.
I mean, we could do it on radio. YouTube would have to be out.
Miss Charlie Daniels. Roy from Hartsel says, speed of Trump. I would wear that hat. Nice. We may have something here. Let me tell you about a couple things that I've got in my hand. So if you heard the video slash audio a moment ago we played from the White House itself, there's a number of things that the Trump administration has done, just at blinding speed, going in and correcting woke policies. But then they get down into, you know, like things that are happening and that, that they set aright in terms of like the economy or the energy sector or whatever. I found this story. I find it fascinating. It's a clear example that they are willing to get in the weeds. They're not just big ticket items. Daily Caller has a piece, Dateline yesterday. I hold it in my calloused former paratrooper hands. It says the White House is preparing an executive order targeting banks that discriminate against customers based on their political views, according to the Wall Street Journal. Listen, that's been a thing. It's amazing to me that we've escaped it, you know, but I tell you what, I do all of, I shouldn't say that because we haven't had the problem because I know who I bank with. I literally chose banks for Right Side that I was not concerned with. Mostly local banking is all we do. But you've got some major banks out there, like there have been accusations against Bank of America, accusations against JP Morgan Chase, that they have been debanking, which means this basically saying, leave us, take your money and go. You can no longer use your credit card. Your accounts are now frozen. You have 10 days to get your stuff out. Well, they've been doing that to conservatives. And it's been a real, I mean, it goes back to the whole ESG, DEI, CRT timeframe that we were in. Well, Trump's saying no more. He's putting out an executive order directing officials to investigate whether any banks have violated federal law by canceling conservative customers. The Wall Street Journal reported, citing a draft copy that it obtained. Trump has yet to provide comment on it, but I think it's coming. Why do I say that? Because Trump himself was debanked at one point. And so he's had enough of it. Republican state attorneys general have also previously accused major financial firms of debanking, a term for canceling conservative customers over their viewpoints. Yeah, it was a real deal. We had political enemies lists at banks. We had banks that were taking action against Christians. It's nuts. So that's happening. And oh, by the way, that's part of the speed of Trump. Then there's this one. Higher education. Wow. Higher education has never had anybody smack them around like what you're having in the last 6 months. They still don't know which way's up. They are so on the ropes. Higher ed has had their way for years. Higher ed's been like, we're higher ed. What are you going to do? Well, how about this? No more federal dollars. Wait, what? you can hear the collective pucker factor as sphincters tightened up everywhere in higher education world. Exactly. But latest story off Fox, Dateline 5 days ago. Brown University, the Ivy League institution in Providence, Rhode Island, has agreed to shell out $50 million over a decade to state workforce development organizations as part of a deal it struck with the U.S. government, which has now agreed to restore grant funding and close its probes into the school. It says, congratulations. This is Trump, by the way. It's Trump on his Truth Social. Congratulations to Brown University on the settlement made with the United States government. There will be no more anti-Semitism or anti-Christian or anti-anything else. Woke is officially dead, all caps, at Brown. Thank you for your attention to this matter. I think he's having fun with that thank you to this, your attention to this matter now. I think he just cut and paste that into everything he does. But Brown President Christina Paxson indicated the school did enter into the agreement voluntarily. You know what that means? They saw the handwriting on the wall, realized they were never going to get federal grants again, never going to get research opportunities, never going to get internships. They're going to be losing Pell Grant opportunities for their students, all of it, if they didn't get rid of their woke policies and stop allowing just absolute woke madness on their campus. By the way, one thing I want to point out, that $50 million is not being paid to the federal government. That's the thing. That's interesting, too. The policies are being changed by virtue of the Trump administration, which is federal. but they mandated that they pay out to state workforce development organizations. In other words, it's almost like they found the charity of their choice and give it there. These are organizations that help people find jobs. So they told Ivy League, you're going to pay $50 million. We want you to pay it to this over thing over here that helps blue-collar folks find work. We want you to pay it over here to this thing that trains people to get schooled up in the trades. We want you to do something that you'll never get on an Ivy League campus. That's epic. Speed of Trump, man. How about this one? RFK Jr. What's he doing? Making people mad? MAHA, baby. Make America healthy again. Secretary of Health and Human Services Robert F. Kennedy Jr., according to the Daily Beast. Phil, did you go to the Daily Beast? I did. I go these places so you don't have to. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is reportedly set to remove all 16 members of a cancer screening HIV medication task force because he believes they're too woke. They are purging woke from the panels. This is sowing the weeds, y'all. This is not like we're changing this one giant policy and then we'll see what happens. No, they're like digging down into the minutia, digging down into the weeds, digging down into the very low bottom where the baby goats eat. They're down there doing stuff. Wall Street Journal reports on this past Friday that Health and Human Services Secretary RFK Jr. is planning to completely overhaul the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. Well, this task force is filled up with doctors and nurses and public health experts, and they advise on things like, you know, health measures and cancer screenings and yada, yada, yada. Okay, cool. What did they do? Well, it's unclear, it says, what drew Kennedy's ire, except that the Wall Street Journal does point out that a recent article in the American Conservative called attention to the task force's constant use of words like pregnant persons and structural racism, and microaggressions in all of their recent publications. Yeah. So basically he's going in there going, okay, people, if you're going to be a doctor and be on one of my task forces, you're not going to talk about pregnant persons. No birthing persons in our mix here, please. Thank you. So they are all being given their orders. Last one I got. And this one's gonna make teachers unions like nationwide pop a vein. This one cracks me up. JP, you brace yourself. You ready?
I'm ready.
Oklahoma. So the speed of Trump, I think, has really caused the trickle-down effect is it causes state and locals to straighten their spines, right? State and local governments are like, well, yeah, because they know that this is something that is now acceptable. Oklahoma is going to be the first state to require teachers who are moving there from liberal-leaning states to take a test to show they align with Oklahoma's standards.
That's actually a really good idea.
It is a really good idea.
I wouldn't have thought about that.
And they're actually combining with Dennis Prager over at PragerU to come up with the test. So it's called the America First Test. It will have basic questions about American history, civics, and, quote, common sense.
You're telling me that teachers have to now pass enough they know basic civics? Is that the point that we're at here with teachers?
That is the point we're at.
That's so sad that we're at that point.
But here's what they're doing. Oklahoma is actually, you remember a while back when Ron DeSantis was recruiting police officers from around the nation? He said, look, if you're tired of working in places like Chicago and New York, come work in Florida. We'll pay you a bonus to move down here. And he was hiring, and police officers were moving in droves down to Florida. That's what Oklahoma's doing with teachers. Oklahoma put out an all call. They said, if you're in the top 10% of the teachers in your state and you want to move to Oklahoma, we'll give you $50,000. It's like, hey, come one, come all, as long as you're the best. But oh, by the way, when you get here, you're going to take a test.
I think the question number one on that test should be, what is a woman?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's probably in the common sense section.
Yeah, that needs to be on that test.
I feel certain that's, you know what? I'm going to bet you money that's in there. It says, so we've seen teachers come from blue states, said Superintendent Ryan Walters, come from blue states and red states all over to come to Oklahoma. They're fleeing the teachers' unions and the grips they've had on them. And he says they're putting together, they're even going to put the Bible back into their history standards. Interesting.
I think Oklahoma, too, is actually trying to pass a law. They may have passed it, actually. I think they did pass it, putting the Ten Commandments
back in classrooms.
Yes.
I think I saw yesterday that it may have been enjoined by one of the courts. But Walters says, one of the things we wanted to do is, first of all, make sure they're great teachers, right? And then number two, he says, we're making sure we're not getting woke indoctrinating social justice warriors in our classrooms. More of that, please. Hey, Alabama, are y'all listening right now? Let's do a recruiting drive. We always talk about how we need more teachers. Okay, let's go out there and say, if you're among the best in your state right now, then we will take you here. First, you have to pass a test, and then we'll give you a signing bonus significant enough to entice you to come. I like it. I think this is awesome. And you know what? It's voluntary. If you're moving there to take the job and receive the bonus, then I think that one of the bona fide occupational qualifications can be, can you pass this test? It's subjective, but you know what? So is every interview. It's not going to ask you, are you pregnant? What color is your skin? It's not going to say what your, you know, your identity politics are. It's just going to say, you know, do you believe that a biological man can be a woman? It's going to say, you know, things about civics, like, do you believe in the Electoral College? It's going to have things on there that I think are just like, good to know that they care about as they walk in. Would you hang a rainbow flag in your classroom? Is that appropriate?
Ha ha! If Tommy came to you and said he wants to be called Lily, would you do it? And would you tell his parents?
Yeah. Listen, I want to see this test when it comes out. We need to keep our eyes open for it. Right now, we can keep our eyes open for a break. Take a break, JP. Take me to a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming right back. We're going to jump on into some blue crime. Oh, yeah, we are. Oh, yeah. Blue cities, blue states, blue crime. Y'all stay in tune. We'll be right back.